WAWOTA. The Wawota Public Library's Book Club met at the Wawota Village on February 20. They met to discuss their latest book, The Woman in Cabin 10 by Ruth Ware. It tells the story of a journalist aboard the Aurora who sees a woman being thrown overboard. But all the passengers are accounted for. Stephen Smulin of Kenosi Lake visited with Craig, Nicole and Mikey Olson at Bethesda, Maryland, recently. Sympathy to Dan and Carol Nicuriti and family on the death of Dan's brother, Grant of Regina. He passed away on February 3 at the age of 68 years. He was a former firefighter in the city. The McCaw sisters traveled to Airdrie, Alta, on the family day long weekend to visit with their aunt, Audrey King, a sister to their late mother. Lynn McGonigal of Moosummon, Joanne Corkish and Marion Husband of Wawota and Barb Dennis of Redvers were pleased to see their aunt doing well. While there they were also able to reconnect with their cousins Daryl King, Jody Sabo and Scott Sabo. Wawota residents would like to welcome our latest newcomers from Ukraine. They are Yevgeny Kolotov and Yurij Kudekimov. They are residing in the senior apartments for the time being. Upcoming events in Wawota are the United Church Time and Talent Show on March 12, the Catholic Church's Soup and Sandwich on March 15 and the Wawota Library's Irish Cabaret on March 17. Telemiracle was another success this year. More than $5.5 million was raised.